I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Very glad you could make it here today. President Trump is bouncing around Europe. He wrapped up a tense NATO summit in Brussels this morning, then moved on to Britain for the start of a three-day visit there. Lots of anti-Trump protests planned for London and elsewhere, but as we'll hear later in the show, the president also enjoys some support in the UK. We begin, though, with a fast-forward to Monday, when Trump is scheduled to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's happening in Finland's capital, Helsinki. And we're hearing that the two leaders are planning to meet, at least initially, without staffers in the room, just their interpreters, which for us raises a few questions. Charles Maines is in Moscow. Will there be any official record of this initial one-on-one, Charles?
Well, it doesn't appear so. They'll meet with their translators. Vladimir Putin does speak some English, but not particularly well. They'll have a little time to kind of warm up, get to know each other a little bit better. Of course, these two leaders have met before at the G20, also at the Asia-Pacific summit. But, you know, this is a chance, they say, for just to kind of break the ice before everyone comes in and joins them for the serious talks.
So what risks are there diplomatically having this one-on-one?
Well, I think that the risk here is that Trump gives away something to Putin. Putin's obviously a much more experienced politician, although Trump, of course, likes to fashion himself as a master negotiator, you know, the art of the deal and all that. But Putin's now on his fourth U.S. president in terms of negotiations for these kind of things. Mm. So I think the sense is that Putin could run the table with Trump in just a little while. But, you know, of course, there are his advisors coming in, and that does bring some balance to things no matter what happens there.
Trump has said he views Putin as a competitor. He's also said he's not my enemy. Maybe we'll be friends. Do we know how Putin views Trump?
Well, you know, Vladimir Putin famously called Trump colorful during the presidential campaign. Trump then interpreted that as Putin calling him a genius, which wasn't true. But basically, you know, Vladimir Putin has always given Trump a little bit of leeway, I would say, even as we've watched U.S.-Russian relations dip lower and lower over the past year. Of course, there have been sanctions, there have been diplomatic expulsions, and all these, of course, differences over Ukraine, over Syria. But at the same time, Putin certainly, and most of the Kremlin, I think they view Trump as the only person in Washington at this point who seems to profess anyway to want better relations with Russia and better relations with Vladimir Putin.
So Trump has apparently a laundry list of things he wants to discuss. He'll have just come out of a fairly public dismissal of NATO and says that the U.S. will go it alone if NATO members don't increase spending by January of 2019. There is, of course, Russia's interference with the U.S. election that's on the agenda. But how likely is it that any or all of these things will come up with Putin?
Well, it's interesting. This summit is really a shotgun summit. I mean, it was cast in the wake of the Kim Jong-un summit in Singapore. Trump obviously felt that that went well and that negotiating one-on-one with leaders was effective for him. So, you know, in a way, they've been said all along that they were going to discuss everything. And yet the sense from talking to people here in Moscow is that they're going to talk about nothing. This is more about optics rather than outcomes. You know, it's also interesting for me to see how Trump's critics, both in the U.S. and in Europe, you know, they go berserk when they see Trump tweet about issues that seem to throw a lifeline to Vladimir Putin, whether we're talking about reintroducing Russia to the G7 or providing sanctions relief. The Russians tend to ignore this stuff. And to give you an idea, I met up with Maria Lipman. She's the editor of Counterpoint magazine here in Moscow. And she says that, you know, Russia has learned to kind of take all these statements by Trump with a grain of salt, although she uses a Russian expression that sounds slightly different.
In Russian, we have this expression, a tongue without bones, meaning that anything can be said, but there is sometimes a very long distance between words and deeds.
So, Charles, what does Putin hope to get out of this meeting, and what will he actually get out of it?
Well, you know, it's not that the Russians don't have a laundry list of things that they would love to get. It's just that they recognize that none of them are realistic. So basically, they've come down to this understanding that this is all about optics. And in this sense, it is successful in Russia in its own way, because it shows Russia's back as this kind of global player on the stage. You know, it's very central, I think, to what Putin's ideas over the last decade have been, which is that it's not a monopolar world where the U.S. gets to dictate everything, but it's a multipolar world, and Russia is a key player not to be ignored. And even if you look at the site of this summit, Helsinki, Finland, this is a place with historic overtones. This is where Cold War adversaries faced off. And this is why Trump likes it, because of the historical kind of overtones. At the same time, Vladimir Putin likes it, because it also harkens back to this day when it's the U.S. and Russia, or the Soviet Union at that time, essentially determining the fate of the world.
Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks very much for raising the curtain on this little gathering between Putin and Trump. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco.